Oh, yes, Wandering Rhythms right here in the middle of a special on Djibouti. Yes, Djibouti rocks. And you just heard some beautiful old music. That was Mohammed Ali Talha, and he is an Afar artist with the song Takim Mago Abikin Teke. So featuring, yes, the oud, as a lot of these songs have, in nice hand percussion. And that one has a violin type of music, a stringed instrument, maybe they call the rabab. That's what they have in Egypt, just around the corner. And before that, you heard the rockinest fellow in the history of Djibouti music, at least from what I've heard. I haven't heard all the rock artists, though, but there aren't so many. That was an artist named Abdi Bobo, or Baobao. And yeah, he pioneered the guitar, the electric guitar, in East Africa. And there's other artists, though. For instance, Fourchette and Lade, who also mixed American with African-American influences and made some cool stuff. But yeah, as with a lot of the stuff, the sound quality, it's hard to find stuff that's up to our very, very high standards for quality now. But a lot of these things come from recordings of probably television, recorded onto VHS and then uploaded onto the internet. So yeah, a little bit of degradation over those many steps. But yeah, Abdi Baobao. And before that, started off that set with Fadoun Dukale. And yeah, she is a Somali artist in Djibouti. And yeah, both of those artists, can't tell what names the songs are. Nobody puts the names of a lot of these songs up. So yeah, sound quality and names of songs is something that could be perhaps improved upon. But yeah, it's fun visiting a new part of the world every time, and I'm really digging this stuff. So next, I had something prepared for you. Oh yeah, some crazy 80s music. So this is amazing, the video especially, if you get your hands on this. The artist is named Père Robert. He seems like a heck of a famous artist. A lot of people have beautiful things to say about him online. He's a little fellow, but man, he dances and he sings with the energy of a tiger. So yeah, this song may or may not be called Lato Dokon. I think that's also the name of the group he played with in the past. But needless to say, this is amazing 80s music, and like MC Hammer, maybe 90s actually. But there's like a lot of crazy camera effects, and the guys are wearing t-shirts tucked into their huge jeans. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, here you go, some 80s music from Djibouti.
Mali sugana ma yatarin naba ma luksu gamba Malik Marevi Sintetereem Malik Suganama Yatareem Napama Luluk Sugamba Malik Marevi Sintetereem Akibola Lukle Goriksa Aki Arahale Kursablewa Akibola Lukle Goriksa Malik Marevi Sintetereem Malik Minzanu Mablai Tulenu Tuli Yaheniksa Malila Tahaptam Wai Malik Malik Tugana Mahiyatareen Naba Maluluk Sugamba Malik Marevi Sintetereem Akibola Lukule Gori
So they heard some synth-based stuff, Djibouti, from 2015, and the artist Aptidun Issa Hassan, the track Hiss Ig Madi, classified as a cultural love song. So there you heard, well, the track before that, you heard kind of the beginning of the end, where the synthesizers took over from more traditional music. You could say pop music that took over, well, happened everywhere. But especially in this part of the world, it was really very different from the traditional music that came before. So before that track, you heard a track with an amazing video, which I love just because it's so beautifully dated. Père Robert, Father Robert, real name Mohammed Habib, and him and his backup dancers are really grooving. So synthesizers became hugely popular in East Africa. I got to admit myself that I'm not a huge fan of a lot of the new stuff over there because it just lacks a little bit of seeming authenticity. But nevertheless, it's fun stuff. There's a really cool article by a local Djibouti writer named Ali Moussaï. A really long article about the history of Djibouti music, so maybe I'll post that one at wanderingrhythms.com. And yeah, just explaining how he's hoping that these genres come back when young musicians reclaim, you know, their traditions and stuff. And it's seemingly, also read somewhere else, that a lot of schools started teaching French. So the French, at least when it was still a French colony up until 1977. So that could account for a lot of the traditions being lost. So Ali Moussaï, the writer pushing for more interesting music by young people, is actually advocating this next artist who I will play, who does ironically sing in French, but this is some nice reggae music finishing off the Djibouti special here. Artist named Don Deltafa and the track Ne Faire Qu'une.
On a souffert. Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU, Burnaby.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, entering the end of the program right here. That was General Electric's out of France. Yes, based in a city called San Francisco now, but he is originally from France. Hervé is his name, and he's got a new record. That's a track called Whisper to Me, and yeah, I haven't heard of them in a while. It's been 5 years since their last release. General Electric's, and before that, the end of our special, the music of Djibouti and Don Deltafa, a reggae dancehall musician. Ne Faire Qu'un was the track. So yeah, thanks to all the Djiboutians for making beautiful music. Great stuff. Thanks for listening, everybody. Gonna finish with a little piece of music here. This is not what I meant to play, but this might be interesting. Something from Argentina, Neo Prague, right here for you. Good day, Uranian, to finish the show.